Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So it was in the first hour of the program today that we talked all things Iran, U.S., Israel. We were joined by Commander Jesse Reed, also by UMKC Professor Dr. Rebecca Best. And so if you want to go back and listen to that, you're welcome to on the podcast. There isn't much... Well, there's nothing new since 2 o'clock. By the way, the traffic bed is still playing, Sam. Sorry. It was distracting.
My bad.
It's all right.
A lot of buttons in here.
I understand, man. And you're very good at what you do. It was just distracting me a little bit. But anyway, no U.S. service members were hurt or killed, thank God, in the Iranian barrage of missiles that they sent into Qatar. And the president said earlier today that the United States was given a heads up from Iran. We can hope that that means that this is over. And there's no need for the... every missile that Iran fired at Qatar was shot down except one. All of them were shot down. So minimal damage at best. No injuries. That's great. And so far, there's been no indication that the U.S. plans to respond at all. Which is good. De-escalation is good when you're having a situation like that. So if you want to go back and listen to the 2 o'clock hour, you're welcome to.
I want to just mention this because I'm starting to see a lot about this on social media. We have a FEMA employee from Kansas City who disappeared over the weekend in southeast Missouri. He was down there helping provide assistance following severe storms and tornadoes. This story is from Channel 41, but it's all over. Friends and coworkers of a 32-year-old Kansas City area man are concerned about his well-being after he failed to show up to work on Saturday, June 21st. So just this last Saturday, police in Cape Girardeau say Nate Hubert, Nathaniel Clifford Hubert, he goes by Nate, was last seen Friday, June 20th. He was in southeast Missouri as an employee of FEMA, helping provide assistance to the area due to their recent tornadoes and severe weather. He then did not show up for his scheduled shift on Saturday, prompting his coworkers to file a missing persons report. He's in a rental, 2025 silver Nissan Versa with an Oklahoma license plate, and it was last seen off of Missouri Highway 72 and Highway 34. That's all the information I have, but it's all over Twitter because he is from Kansas City. I don't think they know, but he went to work Friday and then did not show up for work on Saturday and is in an area that he wouldn't be familiar with. You know, he was dispatched down there to help. So look for that on social media channels and his photo and all of his information is posted there.
The prosecution in the Sean Diddy Combs trial say they will rest tomorrow.
Which, by the way, that whole thing has been very confusing because, like, in the middle of the week last week, they said they were prepared to rest their case. That's why the defense was reporting, oh, we need less than 48 hours, and then they stretched that out to five days.
Yeah, I was going to say, they amended that last week and said, Not two, but we'll need 5 days.
Does anybody know what's going on?
No. No. And I, again, I'll say something. It's not popular, but I've paid more attention to this trial than I thought I would. I'm not convinced that he's guilty. He might be a horrible human being. His career is over. He's a bad person. He's just a bad, bad person. And he's guilty of some crimes. You know, beating his girlfriend in the hallway at that hotel.
We all saw that one.
Yeah. I mean, the illegal drugs and, you know, he's having his assistants go out and buy all these illegal drugs and everything. The prostitution, all that stuff. Those are actual crimes. But the crimes that he's actually charged with, I'm not convinced they've proven him
guilty.
Are the
lesser charges, while very serious, included in any of their deliberations?
I don't know the answer to that, Dana. I don't know.
Because I can certainly see, if you're right, Scott, I can see a split verdict. Where, yes, he's guilty of prostitution. Yes, he's guilty of all of these other things. But did the state prove the most gruesome sex charges and crimes?
Well, and those charges are sex trafficking.
It all depends on the jury's interpretation of sex trafficking, right? Because it all comes down to how the jury interprets the law. And so sex trafficking in the common man's mind is literally kidnapping people, flying them across the country, and forcing them to do things. That's not necessarily the way that law reads. I mean, if you buy somebody a plane ticket to come to you to do these deeds and then you pay them afterwards, technically, under the law, if they can convince the jury of that interpretation,
technically that is trafficking.
That would be sex trafficking.
But when I hear the term sex trafficking,
you think of seedy parking lot.
Little, you know, teenage girls stolen from their parents, forced.
Runaways, yes.
Literally forced to do these things for people. And then the sex trafficker is the one who gets paid. And then maybe throws a couple crumbs down to the girls that he's kidnapped for life.
But that verbiage is not in the law. The law is paying someone to travel for said.
Well, then he's guilty.
Again, if you just read that interpretation, then yes.
You get into that deliberation room, read the law again, and this is the way the law's read, and this is what he's accused of doing. If those things align, he's guilty.
But let me ask you this, and we're three non-lawyers playing lawyers for a second. If all he does, and again, I'm not trying to minimize what a horrible human being he is, so please, I'm just trying to play lawyer.
Yeah, defending him over here.
No.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I'm not. If all he does is go to his assistants and say, I need 10 women and 4 men brought up for my freakout party.
Yes.
And they're the ones who go out of state and get these people.
Still guilty because Jeffrey Epstein was just as guilty as the Ghislaine awful woman who's now in prison for the rest of her life. Yes. Both equally guilty.
Who, by the way, did what I explained as the interpretation of sex trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They convinced them to come on these lavish trips. There was no...
We're going to help you with your school. Right. We're going to help you with your career.
And then it turned weird.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in the fight. He is a horrible, despicable, gross human being. But I'm just not, I mean, we are a land of law, and I'm just not convinced that they've proven their case yet. Now, granted, I'm not sitting in court either. 913-586-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you right after the news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.